I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I'm joined by reality star, Supermom, and as of this week, podcasting princess, it's Georgia Casulo, everybody.
I love the introduction. I feel like, it's like the queen.
Like, yeah. Well, welcome back. Fuck me, mate. Second time around. How does it feel?
I feel like a lot's happened since I last saw you.
Yeah, so do I. So obviously I'm trying to think back and I was definitely in me flat. I'm sure I was in me flat.
In my old house, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've moved. So we're both in my new houses, which is exciting. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've just been looking on your Instagram because I always think, oh, let me see if she's said anything on there that I need to ask her about before I get anyone on. And I just ended up staring at your fucking floor in your kitchen. That's lovely, that, isn't it?
Really? Do you like?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Really actually, nice. I don't know. I said really because it is really nice.
Yeah.
But I chose this color because it was so hard to find the color. Okay. And you know when you know what you want.
Yeah.
And I was like searching for it, but no, it's a nice color.
Do you know? It's so lovely. And actually, it's the I just know I'm old when I start talking about stuff like this. But I'm like, it's the level of the craftsmanship, Georgia. Actually, that I was talking about. It's fitted really well. Like,
I'll send you his number. His name's Aaron. He's really nice. I'll send you his details.
Please
he
do.
He my house. Have you not? I like your flooring though, and you're in there.
Yeah, it's lovely in here. I cannot knock this either. Yeah, What, babe?
It's stunning that room you're in.
Oh, thank you very much, mate. I've had to come in here because I'm getting my study done. Do you know what? I actually just feel like we're catching up. We're not podcasting, but sod it. I hope people don't mind. I'm getting my study done, but it's like a bit of a building site at the moment. And when I'm in there, it's going to be so lovely. I've got this big neon sign that says like, work hard and be nice to people. And it's just like, me sound tech's going to be buzzing because it's a small space. I just feel like it's going to be lovely. But yeah, in the interim, I'm in here. So I'm trying to keep it tidy because the last thing everybody needs to see is all my shite when they're trying to concentrate on somebody having a nice chat.
100%. It looks nice. Very
Thanks.
Nice.
But then apart from like doing your house up, you've done so much. Like you're, obviously, mum to Brody, you've got a place in Spain now. Baby steps. Like, you've left Howie. Like, so much has been going on. But before we get into all of that, I feel like it's important to talk about your brand new podcast.
Oh, so happy.
It's so good, G. Like, honestly, I've seen the, like, title for it. I love the concept. Like, congratulations.
Thank you. Do you know what? I've really wanted to do a podcast for so long. I know it's like you get offered like loads of random things, don't you, over the years, but nothing felt right. And I'm really like a believer of like anything I do is like has to feel right. And all of the other concepts were just not me. And then this concept come and I was like, ooh, love it. And I just really love it. It just feels really personal. I sneak into my like wardrobe room and I record it as well. And it's just me talking for like 5 to 10 minutes, like daily podcasts, because when you're a mum, like you just need quick things. Yeah. So I just thought I haven't got time to like be recording now, like long things. So I just need, if I'm going to do it, it needs to be quick, in and out. And that's what, it's just like, it's literally launched. Yeah.
And it's called 5 minutes peace, and that makes perfect sense, isn't it? Because honestly, I remember growing up and like, I've just got the dogs now, right? But even I sort of I'm starting to understand what my mum meant when she was like, I just need 5 minutes, peace.
Yeah. It's just so funny. And I always say it, like, even this morning, I woke up and I was like, Brody woke me up. He's going through like a really early stage of waking up at like 5 a.m. And then he's like really super clingy. He's also going through another phase of clinginess. And I'm like, I just need like 5 minutes of peace. And I always say it, it's like such a, and that's how the name come about. I think we was like talking and we was just like, yeah, 5 minutes. And we kept saying it. And then he's like, that's the name, isn't it? But I love it. I love things that are natural. So I'm just, yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. I can't believe I'm a podcaster like you.
You are a podcaster like me, but it's important, mate, that things feel natural, because I don't know, like, just a quick scan on your Instagram and it's quite clear to me that you're really comfortable in the place you're in life. Like, everything on there feels really authentic and natural. Yeah. Like, you're not trying to be anything you're not. You're just like, this is me. I'm unapologetic. I'm a mom. Some days are great and I absolutely love my fucking son, but some days are really hard and I'm going to talk about them. And it feels like the podcast's been born from that. And like, you're developing, I've had a little scan of the comments. It's like such a nice, honest dialogue with women who are going through the same thing, Georgia. And that's so important. Yeah.
Do you know what, Vicky? So thank you. It's like really nice. Like, I feel like my followers now are like all basically a lot, well, 96% women, or something like that. And I just think
someone's checked our Instagram insights.
That was the last time I checked it. And I said that on the podcast. I was like, I think it's 96% women. When I said it, I laughed. I thought, oh my God, you just send the insights over all the time. You know what? I always say to people, I'm like, I feel like they're not like fans. They're like people that follow me and they're with me on the journey and we're all the same. Like, we're in this together. And they're like really loyal and lovely. Like, I'm so touched. This ain't even wood. Touch my head. That it stays like that. I hope it stays like that, because I'm really enjoying, like, it's my social space at the moment. I'm really enjoying it. Like you said, I'm really comfortable in it, actually. Really happy. Yeah.
You can see that you're thriving. And like, obviously, I've known you since like you were loads younger, like,
going
through reality TV and stuff like that. And I don't know, I think when you're in your 20s, like early 20s and stuff, I think everybody struggles a little bit with their image and that their identity, and just they try to find their place, you know, whatever walk of life. And it feels like you've really found your place.
Oh, thanks. No, I feel like I'm happy where I am right now, you know.
You can tell. So, do you think you like, and I mean, some of my mates, like all of me pals are having kids now, and some of them like are just taking to it like a duck to water, proper naturals, you know, and others are finding the transition from like busy work and woman to like, you know, mother, like slightly difficult. And I don't know, like, how have you found that transition? Like, do you feel like, oh my God, I was always made to be a mother. This is natural. This is amazing. I'm smashing it. Or you're like, some days, fuck me. How was my old life?
Do you know what? When I was at first the mum, I struggled, like, and I've always been open and honest about it. And that's why I actually love filming my show, because it's been like therapy. I like struggled with like certain aspects of my life, like changing. And it is a complete change, as in like you have a responsibility. Like you're not just you no more. Like, you can't just walk out the house. I think that was the biggest struggle for me. And also another biggest struggle was like, the not natural bit. It didn't come so natural that I expected it to. Everyone says about this mother instinct. Do you remember me talking about it?
So
I feel like that whole mother instinct didn't kick in straight away. And I struggled with that, because when I had Brody, no one was talking about, I'm not going to say bad sides of motherhood, but like
the downsides, the more honest bit. Yeah.
And no one on my Instagram was doing it. So when it happened to me, I was like, oh my God, like, why am I the only person in the whole world that this happens to? But then I feel like more people talk about it. I'm not saying it since me, but more now since
she's
then.
She's a trailblazer.
the honest, open chat. But no, since then, I feel like more people are like being more honest and open. It helps, Vic. Because it's scary. Like, it's a complete different world. Like, it's just mad. So, do you know what? I did struggle, but... like, he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm very, very blessed. I've got so much help as well. Like, I have my mum, my dad, I've all my family and all Tommy's. And he's the first grandchild, both sides.
Yeah,
he's smashed really helped. Really helped. Everyone's obsessed with him. So it does help. I'm lucky.
Yeah. But then as well, like, you know, you are lucky, but you're also, like, doing great. And as a first-time mum, like, things must be really daunting. Like, God, I feel like I'm going to be like a headless chicken. Absolutely. Like, because there's no rule book to it, you know, and you do just have to sort of learn as you go. And I think I'll take the really honest route as well. Yeah. I'll follow your lead, defos, and I'll be like,
you put me, because I'll just tell you exactly what. But the thing is, this is what I've learned. If you know, you're better. Like, if someone would have said to me, when you have Brody, you might not feel this like natural connection bond straight away, I would have been paired. But everyone said to me, oh my God, you're gonna get this overwhelming feeling of like seriously like love and like, and it's gonna be the best. So when it like freaks me out, I was like, oh my God, like
it didn't happen.
If you tell you, you'll be fine. Mine just took longer to happen. Mine didn't take straight away. Mine was like a few weeks later. But I definitely had like postpartum, you know, like I've definitely had like a bit of like depression, I think. I really like, when I look back now, I feel sorry for me. You know, like I look at a person, I'm like, oh, I was like lost and I weren't in like a happy place. But like now I know, like it's so normal.
Yeah, it is so normal. Honestly, I remember, like, I don't know if it's like when mom's generation were really like tough, weren't they? Sort of like very, you didn't complain about anything. You got your head down, you got on with stuff. So now my Laura, who's like obviously had her little girl, like she'll be talking to me mum about stuff and she'll be like, maybe doesn't stop from morning till night and she doesn't sleep well and I'm shattered. And like was it like this with when you had us, mum, you know? And my mum will be like, oh, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think so. I just got on with it. And I'm like, that narrative, mum, like obviously I totally get it. It's what you all had to do, but it's really problematic. Like we shouldn't just have to get on with it and stiff up a little bit. We're allowed to talk about it and say it's hard and have a whinge, you know?
100%. And like, I don't think no one really spoke about it. It's like a new thing that people talk about their feelings, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like how, and like negatives of life. Like no one, like even with anything, like even having a dog, it's not all great, is it? Like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, this dog, like I don't know what you want. And obviously he's the best thing. Like, obviously he's like my other child. He's like my first child. I always say he's my first child. But there's days of him, I'm like, what's your problem? Like, I can't work out. Exactly. Like there's always things, isn't it? But no one really talks about them. But this generation, we are talking, and I think it's great. Because we're all in it together, Vic. And it's like, it's just better in it. I love talking anyway. So I just like, I embrace people to talk and like get it all out and, you know.
And I love that. I love that Instagram's become this amazing space where people support and build a community and chat. But then there's the downside of that, right? Where on Instagram, people have got fucking far too comfortable telling you their opinion, thinking that they've, like, and I think I'm just a dog mom, right? I'm just a businesswoman, an influencer, whatever I am. And people feel like they can say to me, I don't know why you've worn that. Or like, I don't like your hair here, or don't feed him that garbage. Like it becomes so, like, they think they've got a right to tell me these things. But then I was like, I feel like if people start telling me things like this when I've got a kid and talking to me like that about my child, I just don't think I can be responsible for how I'm going to react. And I wanted to know if you'd experienced any of that side.
I feel like when I first had him, do you know what? I'm very, very lucky. What I done, which was good, is straight away, I was like, I'm not breastfeeding. I put it out there. I was like, I'm not breastfeeding because I don't want to do it. And I made like a massive statement and I knew it was going to get a certain backlash. But I was like, I had a C-section. I didn't want a C-section it was planned because Brody was breech. And that was like, that obviously I had to do it. So like my chance of like my decision to do it naturally got taken away anyway. And then I was like, I'm not breastfeeding. I made that decision. I was like, it doesn't feel natural to me. I have to do what's right for my family. And at the end of the day, it's my body, my boobs, my child, and my life. And I literally was so strong with my opinion. I was like, that is it. Like, no one can tell me different. Like, I know what's best for my child. And you know what? I didn't actually get like a lot of backlash because I was like, I stuck to it. I think when you're a people pleaser and then you're just like doing what you think. And do you know what? When you get pregnant and you have a baby, you like people say to you, are you going to breastfeed? And it becomes this weird thing of like, you should. Yeah. And you're like, well, hang on. I don't want to. And honestly, Vic, it didn't feel natural to me.
Yeah.
And actually, Brody was actually tongue-tied, so I wouldn't have been asked to do it anyway.
Bless him.
I know. And you're just like, I was so strong with my opinions. I was like, it's my body, my life. Like, it's up to me. It's my child. Like, so no one can tell me. And then no one really did. Because at the end of the day, it's your child. It's your child and it's your life. And only you know best. People can say what they want. They can say what they want. And at the end of the day, it has to fit in your life. I wanted help. I wanted people to be able to feed him in the middle of the night. I wanted people to feed him the day. Like, you have major surgery. C-section is not a thing that's lighthearted. That it's major surgery. So I needed help. Yeah. And do you know what? It's the best thing I ever did. And I would stick by that and do it again.
I'm so proud of you, G. Like, honestly, I feel it is that. That's really empowering. And, like, having that courage and your convictions to say that and put it out there. And you're right. You probably did stop an awful lot of, like, the people, like, you know, the pro, like, breastfeeding people from having a go, because you were so confident in that decision. Yeah. I feel like that's where I let myself down, you know, like, I'm always trying to keep everybody happy.
But when you've got a child to consider, you might change the outlook. Because I think it was like that, but I'm like, but now I'm just like, why? At the end of the day, to me, fed is best. However, that as long as that baby's fed and put on weight, that is the only thing that matters to me. And he was thriving off the bottle. He loved it. And it worked for us as a family. I've got friends that breastfeed and it works for them. So for me, I'm like, keep your opinions to yourself. It's up to you what you do for your own child. And no one should be telling you otherwise.
Yeah. Like, I hate this saying, and I must find a different saying for it, because I reckon fucking Peter's going to be on me dick soon enough. But there's more than one way to skin a cat. Like, there's not just one way to do something right. Like, people, you know, not as disciplined with Max and Milo as I probably know I should be. You know, people are always like, why aren't you crate training? Why aren't you doing this? And I think because it wasn't what I wanted to do. Like, you know, and the same when it comes to, you know, why aren't you feeding them raw? I'm fucking, because they like what they're getting, all right? They're really happy.
Yeah, Monkey has boiled chicken. He loves boiled chicken. Like, it is what it is. Like, he loves it. It is what it is. And you have to do it right for you, Vic.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Yeah, in the same way with, like, Brody and you and being a mom, like, if it wasn't, like, if breastfeeding wasn't part of your journey, then that's absolutely fine. And I sort of applaud you for going your own way, carving out your own space. And I bet, you know, like, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you this, but I bet you're giving loads of women, like, real confidence in them doing what's right for them as well, because you have got a platform, mate.
Yeah, I don't know what, I hope so, because at the end of the day, like, I feel like I was in, like, a dark, weird place. I didn't need that extra pressure of, like, feeling like I had to do something I didn't want to do. And it's like, having a baby is so scary anyway. Like, it's like, it's wild. And I'm like, you have to do what's comfortable. You have, at the end of the day, them first few weeks, you're surviving. Like, you're literally keeping this human alive. And I barely, like, brushed my teeth and showered, to be honest. Yeah. Like, so at the end, I knew that I could give that baby to someone while, you know, I was, like, having a little cry or whatever, cuddling monkey. And he was fine. So I don't care what people say. My baby's so happy. He's such a happy baby. And also, do you know what? Another thing.
Yeah.
When, like, now, if you went to, like, a playgroup and there was, like, 1,000 kids, there is no one. How are you going to tell what baby got fed the breast or the bottle? You ain't.
Nah.
You ain't. And I didn't get, I'm fine, and I'm fine. To be fair, I'm quite fine, and I was getting fed. So you got to do what you got to do. You know, Vic?
Yeah. I do, babe. I totally do.
If you need me backing up on the subject here, I'm ready. Because when it comes to Brody, I will fight anyone. I'm so, like, I'm like a lion. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I'm like a lion. Like, I will take on anyone.
But then you so you know, you said there, like, you didn't get that instant maternal, like, feeling. And you know what, Jay? I think, like, after carrying something in your body for 9 months, and like, my mom said she hated pregnancy. She hated it. She says, I loved yous. She went, but I hated pregnancy. She went, my body wasn't mine. She went, I was uncomfortable. She went, I felt, she went, you know, and she went, like, when she had her, she loved her. But if I go through that and, like, I hate all 9 months, which I probably will, because I'm such a fucking whinge, I'm such a moany cow. So if I go through that, like, and then give birth, I can't imagine my first thought will be like, oh my God, I'm absolutely buzzing. I love this little thing so much, this tiny potato. I'm probably going to be like, you ruined my life for 9 months, you little shit. You know?
And the thing is, it's normal. And that can't, and that, like, you should have been able to say it, because, like, it is a bit. And also, I do think there's, like, a science behind C-sections, because when I, like, thought about it and spoke to people, it's like, my body didn't know it went into labor. So, like,
like, the hormones and stuff that tell you, like, your baby's coming
So I had no contractions, nothing. So in my diary on my phone, you know, like, we have, like, a shared calendar, don't we, with, like, Mockingbird? It had baby come in on the 5th.
Yeah.
And it's like they was laughing. It's like, you're, like, going shopping. I'm like, I know. It's like I literally went somewhere and got a baby given to me, because my body didn't know any different. So I'm laying there, and then the baby gets given. Honestly, the baby could come from anywhere. It's like, as long as, if I didn't see it come out of me, I'd have been, because you're in shock. You're like, oh, my body didn't have enough time to, like, get to my brain. Like, they didn't connect. So I think that's part of it as well. There's, like, a shock factor, I think.
Gotta be, mate. And you've talked about your C-section, which, like, I've had friends who've had both, you know, and listen, don't get me wrong, I feel like they both sound like a very, like, they can be traumatic and difficult and hard, you know. How was your recovery from that, babe? Was it intense?
It was, you know what? It was actually, I loved it. I think that's what people did tell me about. People told me how bad it was going to be. So I guess I was expecting it to be bad. And then, listen, I think the worst bit about it was probably, I was obviously a bit sore. And I was saying this morning, funny enough, I picked up Monkey, because one of my things was, I was really, every time I looked at Monkey, I cried, because I felt bad that, like, I felt Monkey thought I'd replaced him.
Yeah.
I know it sounds bizarre. And I remember picking him up and I cried, and my stitch actually started bleeding. And because they say don't lift anything, but where Monkey's little, I just didn't think.
About it,
so I didn't do that again. But apart from that, you know, I was all right. But my mum did move in for 2 weeks. So I think that was a massive, massive help. Yeah. And then Bev's mum was here every day as well. So I had two people helping. So I, you know, I was all right. But I say my mum had to inject me every day, because after you have to inject your belly. That was the worst bit for me, because I don't like injections. I really struggle with things like that. I get really faint. But my mum, I couldn't do it. So my mum had to do it. I think it was like 10 days. That was actually the worst bit.
I've got to start injections for when I start my egg freezing, and I'm absolutely dreading it. Like, 2 a day.
Yeah, but you got to remember, my belly was, like, swollen and black and blue. Maybe it quite hurt.
Yeah, and it had just been, sorry to be graphic, but cut out and everything. It'd been through some trauma. Yeah, I think I'll be okay. I'm just being a fanny. I'm such a girl, mate.
Might not be, but I think you'll get used to it. I think, you know, if my belly weren't just ripped up, like, basically, ripped open weirdly, maybe it wouldn't be as traumatic, because the needles are only small, but I'm such a wimp.
So
I hate needles. Like, when they take blood from me, I, like, have to make sure I eat before my blood sugar levels are up. I'm like, oh my God, if I eat, and I get into, like, a panic.
I'm the same, mate. Honestly, I'm such a fanny, but it's a means to an end, isn't it? So I'll get my head down, no doubt about that.
It'll be great. I'm excited to, like, listen to your journey, because I don't know a lot about you, so I'm really excited for you.
Thanks, lass. You know what? Neither did I. And, like, I'm learning as I'm going as well. And, like, it's been really... I'm doing it with the women's medical clinic in Brentwood, and they're just so lovely. Like, they're proper taking us, like it's like hand in hand walking us through it, like, so lovely. And I sort of rang them last month, because I'm late to start, aren't I? So I was meant to start at the start of the year, and they found a cyst on my ovary, which I'm quite prone to be fair. I'm absolutely convinced I've got endometriosis, but they fucking won't have it.
Really?
So yeah, I've got loads of the, like, sort of resistance. Yeah, exactly. But it's quite a difficult test to actually prove it. So they're loath to do it. Anyway, so yeah, I've got a cyst, so like you can't do it. And I'd booked 2 weeks off work, you know, and like it's difficult to get 2 weeks off work, like in any walk of life, you know. So I was like, right, fine, it is what it is. Once I'd wrapped my head around it, I just went to me management, put a work back in for work. I'll do it next month. And then this month I was away on a shoot in Sicily when I started. And so I couldn't do this month. And like, I'm looking at next month and I'm thinking, I just don't. And I know there's never a good time to, you know, have this inconvenience in terms of like having to go to the clinic all the time and looking like you're 3 months pregnant, but I am just going to have to bite the bullet and do it. Cause if I wait till I've got time off, I'll never do it, you know? And I need to. Really, so yeah. Fuck.
When you feel like don't push yourself. Just do it when you feel like it's right time.
And it's just like you know, it's like when you
document. I feel like you're going to document it though, because I feel like you can help loads of people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try. So obviously, dead honest on my Instagram, mate, but I'm going to film a bit for Lorraine. I absolutely love Lorraine Kelly, man.
Oh, lovely.
As everybody knows, because I copied her fucking accent, apparently.
No, sorry. Is that Vicky's alter ego like that? She does like. Did she know she was in it? I was like, no.
I was fucking mortified. I told Kate, I've messaged Kate Fern, and I was like, I'm not even fucking speaking to you anymore. And I was like, I'm actually fuming.
What happened? You just come out of it?
I honestly don't even know. Still to this day, mate, when I hear it back, I'm like, I can't even hear it myself. But everyone else is like, oh no, you sound fully Scottish, you knob. And now I'm so nervous because obviously I didn't even mean to do it. So now I'm like, you could do it again and then everyone will take the piss out of you again. So I'm always in my own head now. I'm of anxiety.
Maybe you've got like an inner Scottish woman inside you.
Well, like it's tiny little Lorraine.
Yeah, like it's just, she just comes out. Like how cute would that be?
Oh, it would be really nice. Yeah. But I prefer it not to happen again because obviously I'm very embarrassed. But yes, yeah, so I'm going to do it on
Kate's face as well. And Kate went,
yeah, what's Kate's face? And she's like, oh, your accent went really funny then. Fuck off, Kate.
Oh god, it's so funny.
She's fucking so funny, and like she's still to this day she's like, well, everyone else can hear it, Vicky, so
no, I love it, it's jokes, it really makes so laugh.
But yeah, I'm gonna like put it all out on there, because like I feel like in the same way that you said, Jay, you know, like I just don't think enough people talk about the reality. No, like
they don't. And do you know what I've got a lot of friends that have like, looked into it and they just didn't know where to start. So I think that's really good if you do that. Really good.
Yeah, well, I'm buzzing, mate. And like I say, you'll see because it'll be on me Insta. But I did say this one thing, and it was, I think, on Giovanna's podcast, who, like, I just absolutely love.
Oh, Giovanna. I love her.
She's so nice, isn't she, mate? And like,
nice.
I think her podcast is like a really important podcast, like just for women, for mothers, for everything. But I loved your episode, and I just thought the bit that stuck out for me was when you were like talking about this bounce back thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know, actually, like I remember us having a bit of a conversation about this, and I sort of think people go to you, you're like, I've heard it. I think I might have even said it to me pals. They were like, oh, I'm a bit worried about getting me, but I'd be like, oh yeah, young, you'll bounce back. And you think you're being nice. Like you think you're actually being like comforting to these people. But I didn't realize like sort of how problematic a narrative it was, you know?
It's a lot of pressure because it's actually not real.
Yeah.
Some people there is, but I remember coming out of hospital and I still looked pregnant, which is completely normal. But I guess the Instagram people like that I follow, that I definitely don't follow anymore.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, they're just, I can't. I remember blocking so many people when I had the baby. I can't deal with you today. Like, I've got enough to deal with. I don't need to see your six pack 2 days after baby. It's just really not in my vibe. Like, fuck off. I blocked loads of people. But when I come out of hospital, I remember looking in the mirror and I was like, that's not me. That is not me. I thought, that's not me. And it was me. I thought, oh.
It was me.
I preferred my bump. I was like, where's my bump? Because I actually really enjoyed being pregnant. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'd rather the bump back, much rather. And I was left with this, like, this, like, flabby, I don't know what it was just like.
It was absence of bump, Georgia, you know?
what? And I felt really, I feel sad for me now, because I looked back and I was like, I looked in the mirror and it was a complete shock. And I was like, I was bruised, I was swollen, obviously had a massive scar, and I was really sore. And obviously had like all of this excess swelling and fat and everything. And I remember looking at myself and thinking, oh my God, like I look terrible. And I was like really upset. I think it didn't help that I was feeling really shitty as well, like really like down. And then I started to like look at myself more and more and getting used to it. And I remember at first I was like, you only look at yourself, you're like, oh, I don't want to look at myself. And then you start thinking, actually, like, sorry, like I just grew a human. And I'm like, he's so lovely. Like, I love him. I'm obsessed with him. I'm like, I grew, I produced that. Yeah. So then I started becoming a bit more proud of it. And I started thinking, this is normal. Yeah. And I started talking to everyone. And then I put a selfie up. I'll never forget it. And I remember
texting. I can remember it, Georgia. And I remember feeling fucking so proud of you, mate. You looked unreal.
Scary. I was scared. And I remember texting the picture to Tommy. And I was like, I feel something's in me telling me to post this picture. Because I really like think I look, you know, I look right. And also I feel really empowered doing it. I was like, do you think I should? And he was like, 100%. If you think that, do
love
it.
Love that from Tommy.
And I'm so glad I did. I'll do it again.
Yeah, but it was so, it's like you say, you felt empowered, you empowered other people. Like, it was a fucking powerful post. Like, do you know, honestly, and this is no shade to women who like look great in a bikini all the year round, like fair play, hats off, I'm sure you work hard. But like, actually for, I'm sure you work hard, sounded so bitchy, didn't that, and bitter. But like, for the rest of us who have like a sort of a journey with our body, like, you know, like, and like who had a baby or and didn't get that bounce back, or who've sort of been bigger, been smaller, struggled with disordered eating, whatever it is, like that felt really, really, I felt like a really important post. And I don't know, mate, I think that was when I saw a real change in your Instagram, and I just thought, this girl's fucking really going to help people. And I love this for her.
Do you know what, Vic? Thank you. So I feel like that was the start of my journey. Like, I felt like I was placed in. It's really weird. I feel like I was a bit lost before Brody. I was like in this like weird transition of like still on TOWIE, like, and with my body as well. I think I always had to like in my head have the best body. And like TOWIE, like I was only young, I was like what, 22 or something, and I was had to do these away trips in a bikini every year. The pressure of it, I mean, there was times I did every fad diet there was. I've always had this like lose weight train, and then I've stopped filming, put on weight, and it was like such a like up and down pressure. So that for once in my life, I got my belly, and I thought, do you know what, this is it. Like I'm empowered for the first time, and that is wild me saying that, because when I used to have like the flattest stomach, I still thought I was like fat back then. But yeah, it's the first time I looked at myself and thought, oh my God, I'm really empowered. Like, I feel really powerful.
I love this for you. Honestly, and there's so much to unpack there, mate. I swear to God, I can't wait to talk to you about TOWIE, body image, and Tommy, the brand new show. But we'll be back in part 2 to do all of that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.